Good morning, everyone. We welcome you on this first Sunday in February. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I want to take you to the passage that we're going to be in today in Acts chapter 16. And immediately following the great earthquake there at the prison at Philippi, we find that the jailer is about to take his life. And of course, Paul and Silas holler out to him, says, "Don't take your life. Everyone is here. No one has fled." And so the jailer invites Paul and Silas, breaking all prison protocol, by the way, to his house. And there, Paul and Silas preach the Word of God to this prison jailer and his entire family, and they come to faith in Jesus Christ. And then notice what happens then after they have come to faith in Christ. Verse 33, "And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, immediately," or straightway. "And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house." Twice in that passage we're told that they believed in God with all his house. Now, if you want to know why Paul and Silas were in prison, why this whole thing transpired, here's your answer right there. So that they could be able to communicate the gospel to the prison jailer and to his entire family. The Lord saved them, how many? The Bible says all three times. All of them came to know Christ as their personal Savior. And all I can think about in regard to this is, can God use me that way? Can God allow something to happen in my life that is totally against the norm? Being arrested and charged with a crime that they did not commit, being beaten and abused, and then at the same evening, after an earthquake, knocks all the locks loose and allows them to stand up and move around, they're taken over to this house and they communicate the truth of Jesus Christ. God could trust Paul and Silas to do that. By the way, count the number of times they and them are mentioned concerning Paul and Silas in this passage. Both of them were remarkably used of God. God could use them. This is something, Christian, that all of us should aspire to. Do I hear an amen? That God can say, "I need you in prison tonight. Yes, you're going to be beaten. Yes, you're going to be abused. But I need you here tonight because I've got a work that I need to be doing in this family's life." We don't have the prehistory of the jailer and his family and his household, do we? We have no idea. But God did. And God says, "I've got two men I'm going to put in that house, and they're going to communicate my word, and I'm going to save that family by my grace." It is so important, Christian, that we live our lives completely and totally submitted to God. Just, "Lord, whatever you need me for, whatever how you can use me, use me." What a tender expression we have in this passage of Scripture of God being able to use these men to communicate His gospel. And He's not done. We're going to be getting into verses 35 through 40 today in our series on how God leads and how God used these two men to expose the errors of the magistrates, but also allowed them to be able to go in the city of Philippi after they were instructed to leave the city. They go to Lydia's house. And by the way, who do you think was at Lydia's house? Perhaps the prison jailer and his family? This was a place of worship in Philippi, at Lydia's house. I have no doubt that they were there. He went there for that final encouragement, to encourage these saints in the Lord that no matter what comes, trust God. He can use you in every situation. And so we want to encourage ourselves today in the Word of God. And I'm so thankful for a Paul and Silas who stands in the Scripture as faithful individuals that God could just say, "I need you here. I need you there." Like moving pieces on a chessboard. That's how we should be. Not fighting. And can you imagine if you're playing chess and the characters all of a sudden came to life and started fighting? "No, I'm not going to move there. I'm not going to move there." Fighting you every way as you're trying to do that. That's not how God wants us to be. He wants us to be submitted to Him where He can use us wherever He needs us. May God use us that way.